Shout glory! You may please be seated. New Testament worship is not done for the people. It's not done to excite the people. It's not done to entertain the people. It's done for God. So we all ought to worship God together. I discovered, although I understand some of you may not be used to that style of responding to God. Some were just like this. Yeshua, they were just like this. Mashiach, just like this. Lion of Judah, they're just like this. How can you be keeping steeze and composure when you're worshiping God? You're doing steeze when you're worshiping God. Imagine God is responding that way to you. Oh God, help me! And he's doing steeze. Oh God, show up! And he's doing steeze. Amen. Praise God. So, I know some of you may be wondering, what are they talking about? What conference has been holding? So, for the past 2 days, we've been having a special conference which we call Christ Life Conference. Amen. Amen. If you have been blessed so far, shout your glory very loud. Amen. And we have been dealing with the subject of faith. See, this conference was brought about for your miracle. Yes. This conference was stirred up by the Spirit of God for your testimony. And I would like to beg you, even if today was the only part you attended, go back and listen to the others. New Bread has sermons on Spotify, on YouTube. We even have a Telegram group where our sermons are. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Don't worry, the other voices you are hearing are our children from the above, from the gallery. Don't worry, shortly we'll move to our land. Glory! Let's practice, because what I want to teach, you have to practice. So yeah, shout glory. Glory! Shout glory. Glory! When we are done with this sermon, I believe your response will be better. When minister, I saw leading us to take word programming. Some people, no, I am changed. Some people, I am changed. After this sermon, you will know what you've been doing to yourself. So far, we've been talking about faith. On Friday, we introduced the subject of faith. We explained what is faith. We gave so many definitions of faith. We tried to define it. Are you following me? And I beg you, please go and listen to those teachings. Then on Saturday, we had 3 sessions where I began to explain what I called the ABCs of faith. A for agree, B for believe, and C for confess. Amen. A for what?
Agree.
B for what?
Believe.
And C for what? And so we focused on agree and believe yesterday. And the evening session, the Holy Ghost took over. We couldn't really teach. So we had to just pray and allow the Holy Ghost flow. It was so powerful. We closed. We couldn't go home. We're just meditating. The power of God was strong. I have been getting testimony from that yesterday evening. People have been messaging me how the power of God invaded their room. People that were streaming online. You know, it pays to follow the Holy Ghost. It pays to listen to the Spirit. But today, I want to emphasize on confess. And I've titled this teaching, The God Kind of Faith. The faith that speaks. Are you ready for this? So, by agree, we said faith means to take sides with God. With God's opinion, whatever God is saying, whatever is the will of God, you take a stand on it and take sides with it. Whether it looks good or not, because you trust God and you judge him faithful because you know he loves you. Can you say that me? God loves me. So to agree means everything that God is saying, I will choose to say it. Everything that God is doing, I choose to embrace it. Whatever is God's will for my life, I embrace it as my own will. Whatever is God's desire for my life, I embrace it as my own desire for my life. Are you with me? Whatever is God's opinion on a matter, I choose to make it my opinion. That is faith 101. You are taking sides with God. Are you with me? And you judge God faithful because you know he loves you. And so when it looks like his will does not look good to you, at the back of your mind, if you know that he loves you, his will is always the best for you. Are you getting this? And number two, for believe, we said believe refers to your heart accepting and embracing what God has said with complete conviction. But for confess, we are saying that you must voice out whatever your heart has believed about the Lord and about his promise to you. Please, are you with me? I come against every spirit of distraction. You must voice out whatever your heart has accepted about God's word and about God's promise. Can you tell your neighbor you must voice out? If you truly believe with your heart, you must confess with your mouth. And sometimes, even if your heart has not fully captured it, you saying it with your mouth will cause your heart to believe it. Please, are you with me? If you are with me, raise your hand. If you are with me, raise your hand. Okay. So even though your heart has not yet captured it, you're saying it with your mouth will cause your heart to believe it. Please, take what we are teaching you serious. I'm begging you in the name of God. Take it serious. If you do, I'm telling you in the name of the Lord Jesus, your life will change. You know, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, it says that which we have seen, which we have handled of the word of life, which we declare unto you. By the grace of God, I'm not just teaching you something because I just wanted to prepare a sermon. I have lived by this. Are you with me? I have seen this thing work. Are you getting this? Please, I beg you. By the time we see the scriptures, you will see how important it is. Some of you don't even realize, why is it a pastor, this their church, every time they will come and they are saying, see after me. Every time they will say, shout glory. This church said, won't they give somebody space? You will soon find out why. Mark chapter 11 from verse 13. So we're going to read together. Mark 11 from verse 13. Mark 11 from verse 13. The Bible says, 1, 2, 3, go everybody. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. So, the fig is a certain kind of fruit in the eastern part of the world. And Jesus saw a fig tree afar off, having leaves. So there were leaves on this tree. And he came to the tree, perhaps he might find anything on it thereon and eat. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14, everybody. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man. Wait. Everybody read verse 14. Jesus provoke. He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. You know, when I read this verse many years ago, my disturbance was, why are you angry with the tree? It is not time for it to produce figs. And you are cursing the tree for not producing figs. Then it dawned on me that in the mind of Jesus, whether it is your season or not your season, you should be producing fruit. The way Jesus thinks, you must always be productive. Can you say after me, from today henceforth, in good times, in bad times, in rough times, I am always fruitful. Amen. Shout glory. Now, his disciples did what? Heard it. So it was not something he said, no man eat fruit of thee. Oh, I said it in my mind. That's not what he did.
He spoke to the tree and his disciples heard it.
Now, jump to verse 19. Verse 19. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. And when even was come, so at some later time, verse 19. He went out of the city. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Verse 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold. Verse 21, 1, 2, 3, go. I disapproved. Start again. Verse 21. Saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. Verse 22. And Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. Verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, can we do an exercise? Can you count how many times said or said in this verse? Everybody, let's count. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say, one, unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, two, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith, three. So four. There are four, right? There are four saith. For verily I say unto you. Okay. Let's just say there are four, right? Count how many times believe is in this verse. How many times is believe? Please talk to me now. How many times is believe in this verse? How many times is say? Four. Count how many times doubt is in this verse. There's a reason I'm asking you to do this. How many times is doubt in this verse? In 1978, the great man of God, Kenneth Hagin, was praying and had a vision. And Jesus walked into his room and quoted this verse for him and asked him to do exactly what I just told you to do. Just asked him, count how many times say it is in the word, is in the verse, Matthew 11, verse 23. And he counted four. How many times believe is in this verse 23? He counted once. Jesus told him, your saying will determine your believing. Your saying determines your believing. If we do a summary of all you've been saying, you will get the story of your life. Let's go back to verse 22. Verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Now, another rendering for that is called have the God kind of faith. Are you getting me? Have the God kind of faith. When it says have faith in God. So what does it mean to have the God kind of faith? It means use the same principles of faith that God used. Are you getting this? The God kind of faith is the same principles of faith that God used. So what is the God kind of faith? He just told you. Whosoever shall say. Now let me show you something more. The God kind of faith is the faith that speaks. And we can see the context. That after Jesus said have faith in God, he talked about speaking. Go to Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. True faith. Can we read, everybody read verse 3 with me? 1, 2, 3, go.
Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the world. Read it again. Through faith, we understand that the walls are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That means, like I was explaining on Friday, that the physical world is the result of invisible things, words that were spoken. You were created because God spoke. Now, this is how God created. That means the God kind of faith is that to use words that are invisible to create things that are visible. Can you say after me? The God kind of faith is that you use words that are invisible to create things that are visible. The God kind of faith is that you use words that are invisible to create things. Some of you are not talking. To create things which are visible. Don't sleep now. Don't sleep. Faith has a language. The language of faith that it speaks the reality of God, not the reality of what you see. It speaks the reality of God, not the reality of what you see. Remember, we said on Friday that faith is superimposing the reality of the invisible realm in the visible. We said faith is superimposing the reality of the invisible realm in this visible realm. And so, part of enforcing God's reality here is that you speak his reality. Are you getting this? Because words are a substance. He's telling you that through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. So words are a substance. You can use words to frame. Just the same way we use irons to build this beam. You can use words to build a thing. And those things that you build with your words will manifest in the physical. Please, are you with me? There is some of you are responding. Can we pray? Let us pray in the spirit. Please, let's pray. I come against every distraction. Holy Spirit, their eyes are open to see. Their heart is open to understand. In the name of Jesus. Aroba kasika palien deporia kasata pai. Jete kete sute kepelen dege de birya kata. Lekete peleke sheketelia. Endo kapalatosa. Like sepelege sheketelia. Kayode. Lika barada balaga shaketelia. Limba rabasha kapalaga dadesa. Zudege pelege sheketelia. Sobra kapala de sheketelia. Make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry on new fire today. Make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be.
I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Where there is new wine, if you know the song, sing with me. There is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today.
Ibarabashata kapalataya.
Where there is new wine, where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today.
Let's take the beginning part.
Make me a vessel. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine.
Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Make me a vessel. Make me a vessel. Make me an offering.
Make me whatever you want me to be.
I came
here with nothing,
but all you have given me.
Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom is here. I lay down my old flames to carry your new fire today. Where there is, yeah. Hey, where there is new wine, there is new power, there is new freedom, and the kingdom. I lay down my old place to carry your new fire today. Everybody, sing with me. Where there is new wine, say, where there is. Carry on you today.
Lord, whatever is old, as we listen, let it be burnt by your new fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I want to teach it.
I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine
out of me.
Jesus, bring new wine.
Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11 from verse 1 again. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please, all our teachings, go back and listen. On Friday, I talked a lot about faith is a substance. But I want to add something. Faith is also substantiation. So, there is a level of faith where God has done something already in the spirit realm, and He gives you a sign of it or an evidence of it, and your job is to bring it from there to this place. But there are other times where you are the one partnering with God to create the substance. And one of the ways you do that is by your words. Are you following me? You are partnering with God to create the invisible, and from there bring what is invisible to your reality. Are you with me? So faith can be a noun and faith can be a verb. Faith as a verb, it's called substantiation. Are you with me? And speaking is one of the ways you create that invisible reality, that when it becomes real in the spirit realm, it can manifest in the natural realm. Are you with me? Okay. If you are with me, say yes, sir. I did all those singing so that I can get your heart, so that you will follow. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 4, verse 17. Don't worry, after this teaching, we'll come back. Let's see how much we can drink before close. Romans 4, verse 17. The Bible says, God speaking about Abraham. He says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God. Can you read with me from even God? I'm not convinced. Not after we worship like this. Let us read even God with a loud voice. Even God, who speaking at the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. He's telling you the nature of God. The way God quickens the dead. The way God gets things done. It means even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Listen, if you don't learn this, you have not learned anything about faith. Even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Can we open quickly to Ezekiel 37 from verse 1? Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Now, this is the name of the spirit, and God is showing Ezekiel how things happen in the spirit realm. Please, let me not lose you here. God is trying to teach Ezekiel, this is how you create things. The hand of the Lord was upon me, please read with me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Are you following this? Please, don't miss me here. Which was full of what? Full of what? Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Can I tell you something? This was not a natural place. It was a spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, there were bones that were very dry. You know, let me tell you something. You think this world is all about what you can see, hear, and touch. Sometimes people are dry. I mean, very dry in the spirit. All their life, the struggles they are going through in the natural is because in the spirit realm, things are dry. All the flesh has been taken away. All the hope has been taken away. See, I've been a pastor for a while. Long before I was at a new breed, I've been a minister. See, there was a lady we were praying for. They said she had breathing problem. She couldn't breathe well. She had, according to them, a cancer of the lungs. When they went to check her under X-ray, we checked her. The doctors checked her and said, there is nothing wrong with you. But this woman was dying. Not one doctor, not two doctors. All kind of scan. ETN scan.
ear, nose, and throat. They checked. Nothing was there. One day, we're praying. Praying. And the fire of God fell and opened our eyes. There was a demon that stood like a monkey. It sat on her head and used his tail to wrap her throat down. That was what was squeezing life out of her. If God did not open our spirit, we wouldn't have seen it. As we cast out the demon, the lady was free. Listen, there is a spirit realm. And that's what Ezekiel was being shown in the spirit. You can see a person struggling. He said, this business is not working. This thing is not working. Sometimes, everything that ought to make for him to progress has been done. But he will not still progress because in the spirit realm, the bones are very dry. Do I have your attention? Verse 3. And God said unto Ezekiel, he put it like this, and he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? God was asking Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O God, thou knowest. Because there are some things you see, you say, this one, now only God. He says, O God, thou knowest. Verse 4, read on with me, verse 4. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones. This was in the spirit. God told him, the way to deal with these bones is to do what? If I was going to name this thing, I would call it prophesy. God did not tell him to pray. He didn't tell him to pray. He told him to do what? Prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. When we are talking about word programming, look at it here. God was teaching Ezekiel spiritual industrial training, IT. He says, Ezekiel, prophesy and say unto them, O ye dry bones. God did not tell him to cry about it. God did not tell him to murmur about it. God did not tell him to think about it. God did not tell him to analyze it. He said to do what? Prophesy. Can you tell your neighbor, prophesy? Everybody read verse 5. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. This is God's word for somebody. He says, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. See verse 6. I will lay sinews upon you and I will bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and ye shall live. And ye shall know I am the Lord. Are you with me? Everybody read verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Now, don't forget, we are in the spirit realm. That means when you prophesy, there are shakings in the spirit realm. You may not have seen anything on the natural law, but don't forget, he was in the spirit. As I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. I thought somebody would rejoice at that word for your own life. You know, when I was meditating on this thing, all these years, every time I come to this verse, I cannot help that phrase. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Many people are waiting for the noise to happen in the natural first before they prophesy. Whereas they're supposed to have been creating the noise in the spirit first. Verse 8. Now listen. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Listen, that means even though the things have started coming together, if you don't keep on prophesying, wherever you stop prophesying is where the miracle stops. You know, people say, I was close to it. I'm close. I'm almost there. It's like it's going to happen. They now say something wrong. And that's where he stopped. Sometimes they stop confessing or they stop prophesying. That's where he stopped. Look at it. Come back. So now, the bones came together. The flesh came together. The people were standing, but there was no breath in them. Don't forget, this is where the spirit realm.
Let me tell you what happens to people. They start at the new year. 2025 is my year. This year, divine emergence. This year, it's coming together. This year, they are declaring, no. They now receive one bad news in February. Bam! Say, which can year be this now? You see, by the time they start saying that one, they forgot that they were doing a project in the spirit. And so it will stop there. I don't understand. But I thought they said it's our year. What's my life like this? You know what you are doing? The more you are talking, you are making it in the spirit realm, you have stopped the journey. Why won't this thing just happen? Why won't this thing just happen? Every time we are pray. You have stopped the journey. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Verse 9. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Hey. See, that means God wants you to be detailed about your confession. Talk about everything you want to see. Don't assume. Everything you want to see, if you don't talk it, you will not see it. Look at it. Then he said unto me, okay, now you have prophesied at this point. See where it has dropped, it has got you now. Start prophesying to the wind. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, O son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, and they may live. You have to learn how to come to your business in the morning and say, I bring customers from the four corners of this city. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are coming to me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Instead of complaining, start talking. Because let me tell you, when you are complaining, you are also talking. Yes, that's the problem. When you are complaining, you are also creating things. So as long as you talk what you see, you will see what you see. Because as you are saying it, you are creating it. Please, are you with me? Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. So now they have become an army, but it was not yet done. Verse 11. And he said unto me, son of man, now let me show you something. This verse will reveal to you why they became bones in the first place. And why the bones were very dry. Please, if your neighbor is sleeping, wake them up. Wake up in Jesus' name. See verse 11. And he said unto me, please, can we read this verse together? 1, 2, 3, go. And he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our paths. So that means they were saying these things, and in the spirit they became bones. So the reason why they became bones at the very first was what they said. I just want to be honest. Honest bunch, be talking. I just want to be honest. I will just say it as it is. See, as you are saying it as it is, you are making it as it is. So he's telling you why they became bones in the very first place. Behold, they say, guess what? As that when Ezekiel was seeing this in the spirit, they were actually human beings so in Israel. So physically, they were walking around, but in the spirit, because of what they have been saying, they had become bones. Pastor, you don't understand. You know they work. I say they work when you know they work. I will just talk on the way it be. You know they work. Okay. Be talking it the way it be. Now, the job was still not finished. God had to carry Ezekiel in the spirit to help them. See verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them again, thus says the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. I thought somebody would shout glory.
I speak over you wherever you have been buried in the spirit, wherever you have been tied down in the realm of the spirit, where it looks like you are trying to stand up, but it seems like it is too hard. In the name of Jesus, the graves are opened. The limitations are broken. You are free to fly. You spread your wings and fly. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I remembered something. One of you here, you had a dream. You shared it with me. How that you were being chased by something. And all of a sudden, you saw wings and you flew. If you have ever doubted the victory of God in your life, that dream was God telling you something. He was telling you that you have won. Take it as a substance of things hoped for. As an evidence of things not seen. God was telling you, you have the victory. Can you say after me, everybody, I have the victory. Shout glory. So that means, no matter what you are seeing in the physical, you have to discipline yourself and say, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. Healing is my bread. I am part of the family of God. I am his temple. No matter how I feel, I will declare what God has said I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I have in abundance. I lend to many nations and I will not borrow. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be stranded. I speak healing to this body. I speak life to my bones. Hey, I'm a member of his flesh and of his bones. I am born of God. I am born of God. Let me show you something. Psalm 91 from verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1. Everybody, Psalm 91 from verse 1 to verse 2. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Verse 3. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. If you go down, he keeps on talking about things that will happen. What people miss was that even though you are in the secret place of the Most High, God, everything that was in that chapter was for you to be saying. Because if you are in the secret place of the Most High and you are not saying that God is your cover, it may be as though he's not your cover. Do you know how many Christians are suffering for nothing? Because let me tell you, in God's realm, he has actually covered you. But if you don't say it, you cannot pull what has been done in that realm to your realm. I wish I can jump into your heart and tell you what I'm saying. So now you understand why I will come and tell you. New Breed City. We are going to have 200 acres in the city of Abuja. Amen. It looks crazy. Like, are you the grace? It will happen. Yeah. Ah. Don't worry, you'll be there. You may be the one. The one that is doubting the most. You may be the one helping to hold the scissors. Pastor. Scissors, let's cut. Let's dedicate the you will carry your baby. You have to be, it's called the audacity of faith. Do you realize that before David took a stone, he told Goliath, this day I will cut off your head. he didn't wait for him to kill Goliath first before he declared. He said, today I will cut off your head. Hey. If you are waiting to see before you believe, you are not a believer. We believe that we will see. Yes, are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, let me show you more. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, before 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you go back to this Psalm 91 from verse 1, he said, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. If you keep saying God has abandoned you, that's what you will experience. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. You are giving substance to the personality of God in your life.
I will see of the Lord. He's my refuge and my fortress. And if you say the wrong things about God, God will not act. It's the devil that will act.
There's so much I want to say, but I'm looking at our time. You better talk. Tell your neighbor, you better talk. Second Corinthians 4 from verse 13. Second Corinthians 4 verse 13. The Bible says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Okay, everybody read this verse so that you will speak. Read it again. The spirit of faith is a speaking spirit. It's a vocal spirit. Because that speaking is an un how will I put it now? You undeniable or unarguable, anything you want to call it. You can't remove that from the subject of creation. You can't. You can't. Let me tell you, whether you like it or not, you are saying something. Oh, whether you agree with it or not, you have been saying something. Whether you decide, you have been saying something, and those things you are saying will manifest. You know, I told you on Friday that comedian in the U.S., his name is Sinbad. You can go and check him out. He said for many years, as a stand-up comedian, he will be making jokes about what if I'm just sick? What if I'm just paralyzed like this? He used to make jokes about it. He has gotten old now. The exact things he said has happened. It has happened. He's paralyzed completely. Now he's begging people, don't even make jokes about yourself that you don't want to happen in your life. Imagine my life just bent. He's also that there are demonic spirits waiting for your words to enforce. Jesus. The Bible says that God watches over his word to bring it to pass. Even for your salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto salvation, and with the mouth confession is made. Sorry, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen, people think confession is a small thing. Let me tell you something. There are many people in history, they have accepted that Jesus is Lord in their heart, but because they are ashamed of confessing it publicly, they were not saved. They were not saved. The old sense we say, have you made a public confession of Jesus Christ? The old sense we say, have you made public confession? Have you come out to talk that I am saved, I am born again, I belong to Christ? Have you said it? If you have not said it, there are many people who say, if I go to the office, I'm considering this Christianity thing in my mind, but I don't want to talk. See, if you don't talk, you have not believed. And if you are not sure if you have believed, start talking. Your heart will eventually follow. Are you getting me? Hebrews 13. I'm just showing you many scriptures in the Bible. I can show you so many, but I'm just showing you these few ones. Everybody read Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 5. From verse 5 to 6. I disagree. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 6. Who is seeing what I'm showing you? He said, he has said, I will not leave you nor forsake thee, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. So he says so that you will say.
He said so that you will say. Are you getting this? So can you practice that one? The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord is my healer. Therefore, my body will respond. The Lord is my provider. Therefore, I cannot be stranded. I will always have in abundance.
People who have been with me in our ministry when we started in Port Harcourt, they can understand what we're talking about. Minister Chike, when he came to ask me one service, he said, Pastor, we are in a classroom. This classroom, if this classroom seats 25 people, it was a full service. Pastor David will say, very soon we'll have our LED screen. That time, very soon we will. One day he asked me, say, Pastor, do you know the price of this thing? Say, Pastor, do you actually know this thing you are saying? Do you know the price? I said, how is that my concern? The Bible says the cattle of the thousand hill, they belong unto the Lord. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and those that dwell therein, the people that invented money, they belong to him. Yes, today, all those things we have said have happened. Now we are saying new ones. Before Jesus comes, we will be at the forefront of the gospel globally. Many of you, I will come and dedicate your houses. Amen. Dedicate your children. Amen. You better say amen. Amen. I will wed many of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that sickness will not prevail over your body. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want to teach you something before I round off. Proverbs 15 verse 4. It's called the consistency of confession. But somebody say, but Pastor, I've been talking. Some people talk good today. Talk better tomorrow. Talk their future the way they want to see it tomorrow. Then, after a while, they talk. Blah, blah, blah. And they wonder why everything's. Blah, blah, blah. Are you following me? The importance of consistency. The importance of consistency. Proverbs 15 from verse 4. Proverbs 15 from verse 4. The Bible says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Remember what I showed you in Ezekiel chapter 37? The bones became dry because of what they said, right? He says, that means, if you keep your tongue wholesome, you can create a tree of life in your destiny. But if you begin to change it, you can cause a breach in the spirit. You can, oh my God. You can do things. You can say things that God will like, oh, what is going on? Why did you do this? Yesterday, I think we saw the reason why Zechariah, they had to shut his mouth. You will see, I'm going to show you a story. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Akaburian bala kasute. You are getting a better job. Can you say after me, I'm getting a better job? I'm an employer of labor. Let me tell you something. What do people have used this thing more than Christians? But not so any longer. John chapter 11 from verse 1. The Bible says there was now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Everybody read verse 4, 1, 2, 3, go. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. And when he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after that, he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou to die again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Verse 10, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Are you discovering that Jesus is making intentional statements? Now look at verse 12. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Meaning, if he's sleeping, it's okay. There is no need to go and wake him if he's sleeping. Are you getting it? It was as though Jesus had already said he's not unto death, oh, but he had already had gotten news that Lazarus was dead. So he said, you know what? Let's go and wake him from sleep. Meaning, he was intentionally using his words not to recognize the presence of death. So the disciples were confused. Verse 13, how be it? Jesus spake of his death, but they thought he had spoken of taking rest in a sleep. Are you getting this? Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Are you seeing that he does not complete a negative statement without putting an open door that it can change? Oh, Jesus. Are you with me in this service? Things are just bad in this economy. Things are just bad in this economy. See. You know that thing they used to say? Eh? Potatoes will potate. Haters will hate. But my blood will never dry. See, if they like, let dollar be 5,000 naira to $1, I will always be prosperous. I will always be prosperous. Okay, he says it's 5,000 to one, 5,000 to $1. Have more zeros. This thing I just said, I heard from a man of faith in this country. He said, don't worry. Even if it's 10,000 to $1, I will have more zeros. I will have 10,000 zeros added. But by no means I will be stranded. I thought you would be saying after me. Look at what he said. We are going to wake him up that you will believe. Verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples. You know Thomas? That guy that said, if I don't touch his hand on his side, I will not believe. That guy, right from time, his faith had problem. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go that we may die with him. See this guy. Can't you see this guy? Something is going on wrong with this guy. Guys, let's be going. We'll die with him. So, Jesus eventually got there. And in verse 23, Mary and Martha were crying. Martha already ran to Jesus and said, if you came early, he would not have died. Jesus said unto her in verse 23, thy brother shall rise again. Are you noticing that in all the things Jesus is saying, from the very first moment he got the news, he did not change. Are you with me? He never put a full stop to this situation that there will be no hope. Instead, he kept on saying, this sickness is not unto death, but Lazarus died. Hey. This sickness is not unto death, but Lazarus died. He did not say, God, why did you fail me? I thought I said this sickness is not unto death. See, even when things are happening contrary to your confession, you must keep your confession. Ah, my God. Are you with me? He said, thy brother shall rise again. Now, by the time he got to verse 34, he said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then I'm looking for how to jump. Okay. Praise the Lord. In verse 39, Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. And then in verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? Now everybody read verse 41 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, you are not reading this thing. Start again. 1, 2, 3, go. Where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee because that thou hast heard me. What did God hear? The things he had been saying before. He did not say, Father, I thank you because as I pray now, you will hear me. That's not what he said. He didn't say, Father, I thank you because as I'm going to pray right now, you will hear me. He says, Father, I thank you because thou hast heard me. The very first time he said, this sickness is not unto death, God heard. The first time he said, we are going to wake him, God heard. The first time he said, oh, your brother shall rise again, God heard. Everything he was saying, God was hearing. So when he came for the manifestation of the miracle, he said, I thank you because you have heard me. Lazarus, come forth. Many times you are trying to create now what you have not been confessing before. Oh my God. You are trying to receive today what you have not been talking about before. Your consistency in confession is important. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Jump on your feet. I know that very soon, no event center in Abuja will contain all of us. If you like, be there and then you'll be in the overflow. I say, see what I say. As you just did that in your mind like this, that day you'll be there. Even if you want to run an outro, the Holy Ghost will drag you back. You'll be in the flow. Very soon. Glory. You don't know what confession is. Let me show you one more. One more that will scare you. One more that will scare you. Genesis 25 from verse 32. Thank you, Lord. Everybody read this verse. And Esau said, wait. 1, 2, 3, go. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? Verse 33. Swear to me this day, and he swear unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Verse 34. And he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Esau despised his birthright. Just by saying, what is my birthright to me? His birthright was denied. What is my birthright to me? Just by saying that, do you know that after this point, there was no way Esau would have gotten it again? Even if he wanted to bring goats and kill the goat early, something would have happened to delay him. Do you realize that Rebecca that helped Jacob was not there when this thing was happening? What came upon her that she said, I will make sure Jacob gets this thing? We don't know. What you are talking, if you know how powerful what you are saying is, Nigeria help. Hey! Who Nigeria help? No. I will eat the good of this land. Can you say it again? I will eat the good of this land. I will eat the good of this land. I will eat the good of this land. In the midst of famine, my well brings forth water. I want you to be saying this thing like a warrior army. In the midst of famine, my well brings forth water. We are going to do a practice right now. Pastor Kinney, word programming. We're all going to talk. And as you talk, imagine, close your eyes. Some of them, you have to close your eyes and imagine it come to pass. Say after me, I have the spirit of faith. I speak. I have the spirit of faith. Therefore, I speak. I have the spirit of faith. Therefore, I speak. I have the spirit of faith. Therefore, I speak. Glory! I have my testimony. I have my testimony. I have my testimony. Pray in the spirit 1 minute.